Previously on the Married to Millennials podcast.
Do you want more kids?
It's a loaded question.
Well, I have a fear of being outnumbered.
And that's what you said back then, too.
Yes.
So we ended up being pregnant almost a year after we got married. But it just didn't turn out the way that we planned. So between 2015 and 2018, we had a total of 5 miscarriages.
It was so confusing. It was like, how do I help? How do I make my wife feel better? How do I express my emotions, express my feelings, but not put extra stress on her at the same time?
You okay?
Yeah, like you said, we just didn't, you know, tell anybody because we weren't ready. But I know one thing that we both said to each other, and it was kind of like our way of kind of getting through it was we just decided with each other that we were choosing joy over pain.
Yeah.
And I think that really did help us focus on Caden. And, you know, at the same time, we say these things out loud that we were focusing on Caden, but there was a little bit of guilt as well, too. It was like, how do I just abandon our other son like that? But I think God helped us kind of realize, like, yeah, this is your situation, but it's not your conclusion. You know what I mean? It's not. You're still bringing home something that you wanted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think once we got over that small bit of guilt, we were able to kind of really enjoy us having Caden, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I mean, keeping it to ourselves gave us some peace just because, like you said, we didn't want people asking us all questions. I didn't want people being like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Because that would have frustrated me.
Yeah.
That would have got to me where I would have been stressed out because now you're smothering me. So I think it was just kind of surprising to people once we announced that, you know, we were in the hospital, had the baby,
mm-hmm.
babies, that one would not be going home with us.
Yeah.
And we received a lot of outpouring of love and, you know, just people thinking about us, thoughts and, you know, prayers and all of that. But I think that's what helped us get through that the most.
For sure.
Was just like focusing on what we wanted to do together and how mm-hmm. we were going to get through it together without needing all that outside opinion.
Right.
So it took us on that long journey
mm-hmm.
to answer your question.
Right.
But like, again, I think God gave us a kid when we were ready.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't, I feel like God was like, yeah, this ain't the time for you to have twins.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I
this
get
is
that.
Not time
yeah.
for you to have 2 children.
Right.
Your husband's like, in chiropractic school mm-hmm. and all of this, but you know, you have one that's depending on you.
Yes.
And truthfully, if we would have had both of them, I don't know if Calera would be here.
I don't either.
And it's not that I was like, okay, yeah, this was traumatic and I'm
yeah.
one and done. No, it was just that Caden by himself
I can't
was
imagine.
Very
right.
Very active.
Yes.
That's the best way to put it.
Yes.
Very, very active. Always climbing, mm-hmm. always doing something.
Yes.
And like, we were in that transitional period where you were just graduating chiropractic school. So you were getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
I had moved into a different role at my job at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it was a lot going on.
And then COVID hit.
Yeah. And then we were stuck in the house.
Right.
With a newborn, which was a blessing in disguise,
yes.
but it was also very difficult.
Right.
So, you know, but having them, you know, at the time that Calera was born, Caden had just turned 2 a few months before that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she would have been here at that time.
I don't even think she would have been a thought.
Yeah.
Who would have just
we would have been
trying
so
to survive,
busy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I am thankful that, you know, we have her and she is definitely my mini-me.
Yes, she is.
But looking forward,
mm-hmm.
to answer your question, do I want more kids?
Mm-hmm.
I have a 2-piece to that.
Okay.
My heart says yes.
Uh-huh.
My heart says yes. I want more kids. I love a big family.
Yeah.
That, you know, I would love to see us grow.
Yeah.
But then my head says, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Like, I don't know. Because, number one, I mean, now, thankfully, we have somewhat of an understanding about my body and, like,
how that goes,
what I need, you know, exactly. At least to be feeling good about being pregnant again. But also, on the other side of it, with this political climate,
right,
it worries me.
Of course.
Because what if something happens and I end up having a miscarriage and need surgery or whatever that looks like?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for me and my life?
Right.
Exactly. Because now it's not only just my life, but it's a life that is important to little ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So I have to think about all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, selfishly,
is okay for you to be selfish.
No, but it's the tug of war that goes on in my brain, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because I would love to have more children. Like, four total.
Yeah.
Would be okay with me. Mm-hmm. But then it's like the financial piece.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Selfishly, financially, because we are getting to the space where Caden is about to go into public school.
Yeah.
So we will no longer have that daycare bill for him.
Uh-huh.
And then Calorie will be a couple years after that.
Uh-huh.
If we add another one to the bunch, we start back over.
Yeah.
Right. Financially.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would be nice. Yeah. You know, to have that back in the home. And then also selfishly, we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard getting someone to keep your children.
Yes.
Like if we want to go on a friend's trip or just a trip by ourselves,
right,
to have someone keep the children, it's very, very difficult.
I mean,
our parents and my aunt will keep the children overnight, but it takes a lot of planning,
mm-hmm,
a lot of coaxing, a lot of.
Uh-huh.
Come on, answer me now.
Yeah, right.
Like, Shanika, I don't want to hear. I'll let you know.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh.
It has to be.
Or no answer at all from.
I wasn't going there. I was just speaking on Shanika. Right.
Okay.
But, like, it's hard, right? Like, when you're trying to plan to go out of town and stuff like that, you got to make sure those little ones are safe.
Yeah.
And that they're taken care of. And that you have a plan,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So then in my head, I'm like, well, if it's hard for two, it definitely be hard for three or four.
Right. Exactly.
Right? Because you talked about being outnumbered.
Yeah.
People keeping them going to definitely be outnumbered.
Definitely be outnumbered. Exactly.
So it's just one of those things, like, do we now say that's enough? We're good? Because we're trying to be slightly selfish on, like, when we can do things or go places or financially. It's so many different aspects to it.
And it's so crazy with us because our answer changes every day.
Yeah.
It's situational. I always tell people, it depends on the day and depends on how much they ran my nerves.
I just got to the point where I'm just like, we'll see.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know. And then on top of that, now we have the two little ones who are semi-independent. Like,
independently dependent.
Yeah. They want to do things by themselves, but, like, they talk.
Yeah.
So we don't have to guess what's wrong unless they want to play these games. But, they talk, so we understand them.
Mm-hmm.
They both are potty trained.
Yes.
So we don't have to buy diapers and wipes and carry diaper bags because that's a whole nother mental load.
Yes.
And so starting over would be adding that back.
Yes, exactly. I am right there with you. I have a two-part answer as well, too.
Yeah.
I'll start with the financial piece. And I hope y'all don't think I'm all about money, but I am a little cheap. But I always think about the financial part because I want to make sure that I can provide for my family. That's just mm-hmm. number one.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm able to do that. And like you said, those daycare prices, they add up for one. It keeps adding. It keeps adding. And then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll add one more. So then we're back to two in daycare again. I think about that financial piece, right? The other part of it, for me, I feel like I have so much more love to give. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I have so much more love to give. I have so much more love to give to children.
Yeah.
And shaping our children.
Children.
What you mean?
You better
oh, yes, yes, yes. Of course. No, I'm talking cowgirl. I got plenty of love to give to you. I hope you. No, absolutely not. I have more love to give to children, and I enjoy being a dad. Mm-hmm. I enjoy teaching lessons that I never learned. I enjoy, you know, helping shape a little one and hopefully make sure that they're a cool adult and not a weird adult.
Oh, boy.
I feel like us together, we can save the world by having some cool kids. And I just enjoy the process. Like, I enjoy parenthood. And I'm like, yeah, more in the house would be great. But I hate to say it like this, but at what cost? One thing, not even necessarily financially, but what cost? I always think about this. What cost to our marriage? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're very vocal and we communicate very well when it comes to our needs to each other. But I feel like I don't want all of that to be thrown out the window because we're over our head with another.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the conversation, of course, needs to be had between us to know, like we do with Caden and Callie Ray, like, hey, if you're overstimulated, I want you to verbalize it. I want you to tell me. If you're feeling overwhelmed, tell me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've done this thing with you before, which I don't even know if you really liked it, but, you know, just go get a hotel room and just, you know, breathe for a little bit.
Yeah.
You were good for probably about the first 5 to 10 minutes, but then you was like, I miss y'all. But, like, you know, I want to make sure.
I sat and watched Netflix, but it was just kind of weird because it was quiet.
He was like, what's going on? He was just paranoid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really cherish our marriage, and I also want to make sure that that's solid as well too.
Yeah.
You know?
And honestly, if I'm thinking about it, like at the age that I am now, mm-hmm. not that I'm old, because I ain't
old either.
But I don't want, there's this like line where you're like, okay, if I have a baby now,
mm-hmm.
how old am I gonna be when they graduate high school? Right, you gotta do the math.
Uh-huh.
So I think if we did,
mm-hmm.
I have one more in me.
Yeah.
Right, because
I get it.
Thinking about timing between two and mm-hmm. all that stuff, like I prefer not to be, not that people can't. I prefer not to be pregnant at 40.
Yeah, I get it.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm 33 now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I'm not pregnant at this moment.
Right.
I say obviously, like, let people know that, but I am not.
Right. It's not the reason we have this episode, people.
So, like, if we did become pregnant, you're talking about me being 34, 35 by the time I have a kid.
Right.
And that's like, come on, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, there's no more.
Yeah.
That in me, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, God has his own plans, but mm-hmm. if you're asking me specifically, I think. Although I always said, like, I would have loved to have a lot of kids, I think at the timing, only one more is in me.
Yeah. No, I get that. And you talked about math as well, too, about how old you would be. I got some math on how old the kids are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because I'm thinking about, you know, age gap.
Yeah.
I love the age gap that Caden and Callie Ray have.
Yeah. Less than 2.5 years apart.
Right. Exactly. This third one.
Calories are already 3.
Right, exactly. So that's 4, like you were talking about with you and your mm-hmm. sister. That's another gap. And here's the thing. I do a lot of research. I like look at blogs and stuff like that. And two things. there wasn't many positive things about having a third. So that's already like, you're already thinking like, well, is it that scary? But then the second thing, they talk about the math of it. Like, you know, we have a boy and a girl. Whatever we have, one of them is going to be outnumbered. And they're going to, sometimes they may feel left out. And also the age gap as well, too. I think about all those different things. And I always think about my kids' emotions and their feelings as well, too. Like, and the math just didn't go, you know, it's not going to math, especially when it comes to arguments like they do now. Like, oh, I want to watch TV. I was like, okay, well, you watch this now, you watch this. We don't got enough time to you watch this, and you watch that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think about all those different factors.
I mean, they also could be where they like some of the same things, and that's okay. Because, I mean, Calorie likes a lot of things Kaden watches.
That's true. It's very true.
So, I mean, I don't know if that necessarily is something that would cause me to say,
like a no deal.
We don't have enough time.
Right.
You can make time. I always say you make time for what's important to you.
That's facts.
So the time piece is not really an issue for me. It's just more of like, do we have the financial means?
Yeah.
Do I feel safe in my medical pieces, you know, like medically? And then like, how does that affect our lifestyle? As far as, because it's not only just us. Now, I'm not saying like just us going out of town is what is like the end all be all.
Right.
I'm saying we also think about how we want to provide experiences for Kaden and Kyle Ray. So if we have a baby now, instead of going to Disney and us being able to be on rides with them, I'm pushing a stroller. Somebody's got to stay off the ride.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or something like that. So it's just a mental tug of war. That goes through my head all the time. And so that's why when people ask me, I'm like,
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. I'm not shutting it down because, again, I like being pregnant.
Yeah, I got you.
People laugh at me because I tell them all the time, I like being pregnant. And the reason I like being pregnant is because when you wear dresses, you can be you can wear whatever dress you want. And nobody's thinking nothing about your stomach because, you know what? You're pregnant. It's the baby in there.
Right.
Everything looks cute.
Oh, my gosh. You got a point, though.
But it does. Everything looks cute.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that if you're...
Right, right.
And honestly, although I feel like our roller coaster was kind of traumatic, my pregnancies were not so much.
Right. I get that.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't until the end of the twins that I had that issue and that unfortunate matter, right? But Kylie Ray, she was pretty simple. Like, I didn't have any, I don't remember any complications or issues. I mean, my kids clearly don't want to come out the natural way. So I had C-sections. But other than that, like, I think I was so far in the clouds about just being a mom that I was just happy the whole time.
Yeah. And I feel like that pregnancy went by fast.
It did. But, like, I'm talking about both pregnancies.
Yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Like, people used to be like, oh, you just look good. You don't look like you're tired. And I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, but I think I was also living in that, like, I'm excited. I'm happy. Like, that blissfulness.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any, like, actual problems or feelings of, like, I can't wait to have this baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, because get this baby a lot out of me.
Do, but I didn't have that issue.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, during both pregnancies, of course, you know, the man, we ain't got nothing going on. We reaping all the benefits. You liking cravings. I'm eating tough with you. So, you know, that was fun. You know what I'm saying? And I think the excitement of, like, having a kid, well, more the excitement of the pregnancy part of it. Like, you get to tell people, oh, you know, we're expecting, you know, you're smiling from ear to ear and everything. Like, that part was very joyous. I love that part of it. It's kind of like you get to brag because, you know, you get married, you know, especially if it's something that you wanted, you get to brag like, we're pregnant, you know, got another little one coming up. So you're excited about it. So that feeling, of course, is great. But then logic kicks in, you know, so. It's tough.
Yeah, my logical brain is like, which makes more sense?
Got you.
You know, the kids have their own room. Are they going to fight about having to share with somebody?
Right. You definitely think a lot of what ifs.
you know, it's a lot, but
yeah. So, $1 million question. It's just yes or no. Do you want more kids?
You're making me choose yes or no.
Okay.
Do I want more
kids? How about this? It's open-ended. You don't have to, it's not multiple choice. It's not true, false, none of that. Open-ended. Give me your thoughts. After saying all that.
After all that, I still don't know. Like, no.
No.
Seriously, sure. Though. Yeah. Like, I mean, if I were to find out next month that we were having a baby,
mm-hmm.
I would be excited. Right. I would be happy. I would not have, you know, qualms about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
God said so.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also to the point where if we don't, I'm also okay.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Right? Like, right. I am content
mm-hmm.
not having another.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do, then that's a blessing too.
Yeah.
So I'm in that space where I'm okay.
Right.
I think if we only had Caden, you know, the first baby,
mm-hmm.
and you would ask me that, I'd be like, no, I want another one.
Yeah.
Like, I just... Having one and done wasn't never in the cards for me, in my opinion.
Right. Same.
I wanted kids to have siblings.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm okay one mm-hmm. way or the other.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
But, I mean, if we're going to do it,
Eli.
You got about 2 good years. You got about 2 good years. Because once I hit that 35, 36 mark,
mm-hmm.
I want to travel.
Yes.
You know, by the time when I turn 40.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be carrying around a stroller.
I understand. I get it.
So what about you? I know. You asked me, so you got to answer too.
Oh, man. Seat getting hot. Do I want more kids? Let me give you this answer.
Be honest, though, because I feel like you always bank off of me.
Uh-huh. No, this is completely honest. It's above me now. If God says, Tuck and Mishi, I'm going to bless you with another child, I ain't going to be mad.
But what does your heart say? Not your mind, your heart.
We're talking heart, then yes. You know, I want more kids. Oh, but
kids.
Okay, let me back up. I want more kid. I would like one more. And the reason being is because I feel like from what I thought I wanted from the get-go with two and what you wanted, you know, as well.
We would hit for.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I say yes, but like you said, time's a ticking and I'm sorry to keep going by this, but I want as little time with both of them in daycare as possible. Give me 6 months, you know? So, but no, I would like to have another one. Like I said, it's above me now. So whatever the big man upstairs say.
Oh, boy. Okay, right. So
uh-huh.
If we had another one.
Yeah.
Would you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, you know what? I had that same question for you, and you beat me to it.
Beat you to it. Go.
I would. I would probably say, you don't make me choose.
Yep, you gotta choose one.
All right, hear me out. I'm gonna say boy
mm-hmm.
because I feel like if there was three
mm-hmm.
women in this house. Ooh, we three sassy, tell it how it is. Who gonna check me, boo?
Oh my
god, in this house, me and Kaden, we'd be going on a lot of trips, we'd be escaping a lot. And another thing, the only reason I say probably another boy as well, too, because I see how wrapped Calorie has me. If there were two that had me wrapped, they would fight. They would be fighting for who got daddy wrapped more.
Yeah.
And that'll be stressful for you, right? I'm pleading my case here. That'd be more stressful for you, right? Because you had to break up a lot of fights.
No, you would have to break up the fight.
Yeah, I would, wouldn't I? But no, on a serious note, I'll honestly, either way, I look at it both ways. I'm like, if we had another girl, Caden, the way Caden is and how he protects his sister, I would feel very confident for him to be very protective of his two sisters. Now, if there was a boy, I look at it on Callie Ray's part because I saw her face when we were in Charleston, her being the only girl. Like, she looked devastated. Like, all these the boys,
family cousins.
What in the world? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think about it both ways. I think about their emotions that way. But, like I said, if they ever say anything.
Well, look, maybe we can convince some of our friends.
Yes.
They know who I'm talking to.
Uh-huh.
From our friends to have a girl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not that they can just pick it. I mean, I guess you can pick and choose now.
You can nowadays.
But not that they would.
Yeah.
But, like, if they had a girl, that would solve our problem.
It would. It would solve everything.
I was actually going to say a boy, too.
Okay.
And that's honestly to help you out. Because, you know what? Michi can't do hair. Callie Ray. I fight for my life. Every time I wash her hair, try to comb her hair, brush her hair, plait her hair. That's all I can do. And you are even fighting me to do a ponytail.
Right. She does crap for a ponytail.
She's so tender-headed. And that was never me. That was my sister. She got that from my sister.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
I got you.
If I had another girl, I don't know. I would be too stressed out, I think. And then your pockets will be broke because as soon as Callie Ray's ready to go get her hair braided, she's going.
Right.
I mean, she gets braided by her grandma.
Yeah.
But I mean, like.
Like the Africans.
Older.
Oh, yeah.
Why I gotta be African?
It's just for you.
Not.
You don't. Not anymore. My bad. You're right. I'm still thinking you should still be going to Spartanburg. My bad. Hey, but they braid good, though. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Do,
my bad.
But like,
come on. Now, the shops be called African braiding.
Okay, but that's not where I go now.
All right. My bad.
But, I mean, you would be having to pay out that, you know? And Callie Ray, she's eventually going to get to the point where she wants to go to the nail salon and all this stuff. So, I mean.
Yeah. So, what you're telling me is it don't matter because my pocket's going to get hit differently anyway.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean.
Which I'm all right with, you know.
Boys, I just send them with you to the barbershop.
So easy.
Yeah. So, I would say a boy. But, I mean, I would be thankful for anything that God gives us.
Yeah. There's some fire names thought of, too. So, it don't even matter if it was boy or girl. We good.
Yeah. I don't remember the girl name.
You don't? I do.
We'll have to talk about that. I mean, I believe we got some time.
Yeah, we do.
Figure it out.
We do. Once again, this episode was not an announcement.
Oh, no. Not at all.
It'd be a little bit more stressing this episode.
No, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we shall see.
We shall see. Like I said, it's above me now. All right, y'all. Talk to you later.
Hey, y'all. Did you enjoy the episode today? If so, don't forget to comment your favorite moments and share with your family and friends. While you're at it, go ahead and subscribe to our Married to Millennials podcast YouTube channel and follow us on every major platform for podcasts. And don't forget, we're also on Instagram and TikTok at M2M Podcast. See you later.